Chapter 4. The afternoon was a herky-jerky blur of uniforms, questions, and prohibitions. A whole new law enforcement bunch showed up. The homicide team. I hadn't much to contribute, but I delivered the scanty details several times. Most of the afternoon, Denny and I spent, once again, cooling our heels at the kitchen table, forbidden to finish loading the parrots. Forbidden to depart. We gleaned from the cautious communications of people coming and going for coffee in the bathroom that the girl I'd found had been shot in the chest, that it was not clear how long she had been dead, and that crucial information would be available only after lab results came back. We overheard comments both bewildered and snarky about how she could have lain there undiscovered since the original bust. Hid in the bushes and caught a stray shot, seemed to be the consensus. I chopped up the macaws' food and water. They were a task for the next day, one more visit to this miserable place. I worried about the birds already in the van, and I worried about transporting the macaws, but mostly I kept seeing Liana in the cold. No matter how strange and felonious her upbringing with this outlaw family, she should have had her chance at a decent life. So young. Maybe 17. A small, sturdy body. Strawberry blonde hair and long wisps. The white skin and freckles that came with it. A broad face, with features too small for beauty, but ripe for strength and determination. I was reading too much into a glimpse in a cleaned, scrubbed kitchen. I phoned my mother and arranged.